Hello, everybody. My name's Wanda, and I am a grateful, recovering compulsive eater. I would like to thank Lisa for asking me to speak at this meeting. It's a great topic, of course, working with others in sponsorship. I think the goal of that is to ensure immunity from my compulsions. So, one of the ways I can do that, and one of the ways that I get to know people that I'm going to sponsor, is by sharing who I am and being authentic about it. and where I come from is an addictive family, various addictions, food, alcohol, drugs. My primary addiction was food, even though I tried other things. I had a diet mentality from third grade on, and I followed, my mom and her friends and my friends in different plans. You can name anyone. I've been on it: calories, fasting, liquid protein, low carb, high carb, over exercising. I did have a bout with bulimia early on in my teen years, where I would run a bath and make myself sick, and then brush my teeth and just go sit in the bath and just think that I had everything figured out, because I figured out a way to eat and get rid of it and lose weight, and I wound up a total wreck from that. So there was this a lot of behaviors that were had nothing to do, I guess, with how I really looked, or it was how I thought I looked and what I thought people wanted, because I was not very authentic. And I don't think a lot of teenagers are, I guess, but I was like, who am I if I'm not who you want me to be? This pattern of binging and restricting and going back and forth. The behaviors also were sneaking and hiding and drive-throughs and convenience stores and takeout. And there was never enough. It was always about more. So, along with my eating issues, I also had some emotional issues. I was very fearful as a child and slept with the covers over my head, and my feet would stick out of the blankets, or could not stick out of the blankets. And as a teenager, I developed agoraphobia and a panic disorder, along with my anxiety and depression. And my senior year, I couldn't leave the house. I was lucky that I did eventually. I graduated with the class, and we worked around. I had most of my classes had already been senior year. I was just doing art classes, so it was great. I had to have extensive outpatient therapy for this, though, and it was very difficult. It was very painful, and I just remember the therapist saying, if you can get through this, you can get through anything. And that, I developed tenacity from that pattern of learning that you could heal through repetition. And my repetition was actually leaving the house. So anyway, I got through that. And, but I think my response to any kind of emotional upset was to either not eat, super diet, restrict, or binge. So I kept doing this, and I kept my weight, kept yo-yoing up the scales, until I found OA at age 31 in 1992. I came to the rooms and I listened, and you spoke a language that I understood. I felt comfortable for the first time, and I worked the program for the best of my ability for about 7 years. And I was more focused. Like in the 90s for me, I was in my early 30s. If I needed to lose the weight, it came off like that, and it was a lot easier. And I didn't take it as seriously as I take it now. Because I see the progression of the disease. Because when I came into OA in 1992, I had about maybe 50 pounds to lose. When I came back to OA in 2021, I had 100 pounds to lose. So, and I'm about 50 pounds down from when I came back. Getting ahead of myself a little bit. So I just felt after about 7 years, I was doing it. I was working on, I don't think I understood the program in the way that I understand it now, in the fact that I may have put my sponsor on a pedestal. I may have put certain group members on a pedestal. And I didn't see that God or my higher power is the only one that really needs to be on that pedestal. And God is not going to let me down. Other people can let me down. And I have to understand that we're all human beings and we all make mistakes. So, my expectations of other people now are lower because I know that everybody's a human being and I'm more accepting of other people. So, friends were leaving the program in the 90s. I started doing other things, leaving the program. I kept coming back and over again, back and forth, in and out of program. And I was getting resentful and feeling sorry for myself because I couldn't do the program the way that I thought I should do it, which was ultimate perfection. And I gave up, and I worked on other areas of my life professionally. Everything seemed okay. I had a good marriage, house, other things. But my weight continued to climb. And this disease is progressive and slow moving. What I was feeling when I came back was totally depleted because I had done another one yet again crazy diet and an unending binge. And I was feeling remorse and sadness and just this total isolation. And I found a sponsor who took me through the book, the big book, first 164 pages, just full of inspiration. The answers were there for me. And I understood that for the first time in my life that this is an inside job. The food plan's a useful tool, but it is a tool and not the entirety of my abstinence. And I had to take a deep look inside and use the steps to clear away that wreckage that blocked me from my higher power and know that I have to take responsibility for my recovery. That's what I'm learning to do. I'm learning to look at myself, what I need to do to clean house. And now when I sponsor somebody, I take them through the steps, different ways because I have different types of sponsors, people that I'm sponsoring. I have some people that are coming from the other programs, so they are very familiar with the steps, and I have to show them how to do it the way that I've been doing it, and hopefully it'll speak to them and enrich their program, and just show them that I can use this program for any problem that I have, any kind of hopelessness, isolation, resentment, anger, self-pity, just working with the person on their level. I've had a few people that have come to me recently who have had problems with, getting fired too quickly by a sponsor, according to them. And maybe I don't know the whole story, but I know that I try not to, I try to give somebody a good chance and see what they want to do with this program. And sometimes I'm just planting a seed and they may not stay with the program right away. I mean, I was in and out for many years, but the thing that I try to do with my sponsors is try and get them to focus on the solution rather than the problem. Think about how they're winning in this program. What's happening? Are they becoming more honest? Are they starting to learn the principles? Are these promises coming true for them? One way to do a 10th step I've showed some sponsees is to just look at the spiritual principles and see, okay, yeah, I'm feeling really good about my hope, my faith, whatever. Maybe I need to work on some self-discipline or some, perseverance. So I talk to them about that. I also have, different people that I work with that we're not sponsors, but we just kind of get together and maybe we'll talk about the steps. I have a couple of friends that I'm working through this OA step book with, and we meet once a week and we just do maybe two or three questions and just kind of really deep dive into them. And it's a good chance to catch up with people. And every time I look at any kind of OA literature, I see something new as I grow in the program, and I try to relay that to the sponsors, the sponsees as well. I want to carry the message for the person who needs to hear it. But it's every time I'm carrying the message, I notice that it's something that I need to hear. So that's pretty interesting to me. And I think that different people want to do different things as far as, I have one sponsee who will send me her 10th step every day, and I think that's fantastic. Another person, I've had people give me their food. That's really fine if they want to do that. I just do things, I guess, a little different. I'm thinking more if I focus on the steps more, just because I was so focused on the food plan before. So I think just knowing what behaviors to like to talk about with my sponsees, like what behaviors aren't working for them. And I share that, like, what's not working for me. What's not working for me right now is trying to control other people or having to be right. That's the thing that I work on a lot, is having to be right. And just sharing with how I'm learning to respond rather than react. And also just the goal of knowing when I see something come up that's a character defect for me, to be able to share with the sponsee how I work through that. And with a lot of things, like with one thing in particular, for instance, I'm working right now on not arguing with my mother. She's 84 years old. Why should I argue with her? It's not respectful, and it's not going to do me or her any good. So I'm learning to say, I'm not going to argue about it, and just kind of like back off from things. And I don't have to be right all the time. And that's something also that I've been sharing a lot with my sponsees. I think knowing the different literature, I spend a lot of time with the literature. I tell my sponsees that it is important to get to the meetings. I get to a meeting every day. There are so many choices that we can go to. And I think just being aware that and being able to share that as I move forward in the steps, as I keep working toward serenity and balance, then and I think about that, then I focus less and less on the food. Yeah, I think that's about all I have right now. I don't know if there's let me see. Yeah, I do. Oh, and the most important thing I talk to them about is making sure that they have that time for the prayer and the meditation. I've been spending a lot more time in prayer lately in the morning, and that helps me to kind of get myself set for the day. And reaching out to others, spending a lot of time reaching out to others with phone calls, the WhatsApp. There's just so many ways to not be isolated in this program. And I think the more I feel this community, the and working with others, and have others working with me, I feel more like I'm part of the world. And yeah, I think that's about all I have. So I'm going to stop there.